Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. So write us. We want to help you. We do.
Yes, we do. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how did the pine straw get in there? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have a 4-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. We also have 2 small dogs. We got one for my son and he didn't want to share with our daughter, so my husband went out and bought her a dog too. We are happy with our little family, but we are consumed with household chores and taking care of our children and pets. I work out after work, so my husband takes the children and the dogs to the park down from our house. I got home yesterday and I assumed they were still at the park. I called my husband Daryl, and Linda from 2 houses down answered his phone. She said Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off, so I thanked her and hung up. I started cooking and cleaning up a bit, and in comes Daryl with the kids and dogs. He said all of them had been to the park. He was all dusty and dirty, but the children were spotless. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in pine straw when he ran after it. He had tiny pieces of pine straw coming out of his shoe and out of the back of his jogging pants. He went to shower and put on clean clothes. A few minutes later, Linda knocked on the door to return my daughter's shoe that had fallen off, and Linda was full of pine straw too. My children were not dirty at all, but Linda and my husband were. Linda left, and I went to check the jogging pants my husband had on. How did he get the pine straw all up in his pants? As soon as he got out of the shower, I accused him of messing with Linda at the park. He yelled for a good while, and it made him sound guilty. Should I watch him and Linda now? Is that a question? Girl, what do you think? Yeah, you should watch them. That Linda. Start with what the blank was she doing answering your husband's phone? I mean, then why was she in your house alone? You're grilling your husband, but please don't let Miss Linda off the hook. She had no business being in any of this. They are both wrong, wrong, and wrong. They weren't caring anything about you or the kids. Both of them need to be checked for sure. She doesn't get to be in your house and with your man with no consequences. What is this? She's lying, your husband's lying, and you know it. Because... they didn't say anything about the pine straw. That's so very obvious. That was why he was doing all that yelling and stuff to distract you. Okay? This is really crazy here. I mean, both of them have pine straw. It sounds like to me they were rolling around in the pine straw. All right? Otherwise, how did they get the pine straw all over them? And the kids were out there too and they got nothing. All right? I just think you saw it with your own eyes, the pine straw on both of them. No one else, not the dogs, not the kids. No matter how he tries to yell and lie about it, they're both guilty of rolling around in the straw together. That's my conclusion after reading this letter. What's another explanation you can think of? I don't think there's one. You really don't need to watch them. You really don't, because you've seen and heard all you need to know. Steve?
Wow. 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 Did we read two entirely different letters? Because I feel as though I did. Tommy, bear with me on this one, my brother.
All right.
You know,
get your lives Shirley, together, Steve.
You know, I it's amazing how women stick together and you all don't review the facts properly.
Get your lies together. Here we go.
How did the pine straw get up here? D. Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have a 4-year-old son, 3-year-old daughter. We got 2 small dogs, one for my son. He didn't want to share with our daughter. This ain't got nothing to do with the damn letter. So my husband went and bought her a dog, too. So damn what? Here we go. We are happy with our little family, but we are consumed with household chores and taking care of our children and pets. That has nothing to do with the damn letter either.
Well, she just wants to give you some backstory.
I work out after work, so my husband takes the children and dogs to the park down from our house. I got home yesterday, and I assumed they were still at the park. I called my husband. Mm-hmm. Mm. Shirley, you want to prove your point so bad. Where did you get she was up in their house? Linda, nowhere in this letter. Because you have decided to side with Linda.
Listen.
And you all are against Daryl.
I'm not siding with Linda.
Yes,
Linda
you did.
Linda was the one that answered the husband's phone. No,
but
I'm
you said she was up in their house. Linda ain't been to their house till later on, girl. See, you trying to make more out of this than it is. I assumed they was at the park. I called my husband. Now, you were right about this part. Daryl and Linda from 2 houses down answered his phone.
Mm-hmm. They were together. Mm.
That's obvious. Mm-hmm. But it was not in their house. They was at the park.
A
public place. Daryl can't stop Linda from going to the park. Now she told him Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off. You just said you all are consumed with housework and chores, and going to get them damn dogs is one of them things. Mm-hmm. He had to run off. Ain't no telling how far that dog ran.
Hang on,
ran.
Steve. Hang on. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 Jesus. Minutes after the hour. The subject of today's strawberry letter is. How did the pine straw get in there? Okay, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct
varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how did pine straw get in there?
I'm here on behalf of Daryl, who is in this letter. Shirley,
yeah, get
here
your lives together.
On behalf of the wife, and is against Linda.
Oh,
this
sure.
Couple got a lot, two dogs, little kids, four-year-old, three-year-old dogs. The lady works out after work, and so the kid take the kids and the husband take the kids and dogs to the park down the street from their house. The lady came in from home yesterday, and they assumed they were still at the park, so she called her husband, Daryl. Linda, from two doors down, answered his phone. I have no idea how that happened. That's unexplainable.
What is she answering his phone for?
You therefore have every right to want to know that. Because that right there, I don't know how dumb Daryl ass really is. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, get that.
Right.
Hey, Linda. Linda, get that. That might be Joanne. Get that. I'll be damned. She answered the phone. She said Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off. So I thanked her. So I'm assuming that what Linda tried to do was throw some shade by answering the phone, but also saying, I'm sitting here on the park bench, and Daryl had to run off to get one of the dogs. And it must have worked because she said, so I thanked her and hung up. Mm-hmm. I started cooking and cleaning up a bit, and in come Daryl with the kids and the dog. He said all of them had been to the park. That's what you said. That's where Linda answered the phone. He was all dusty and dirty, but the children were spotless. He said one of the dogs ran off, and he slipped in the pine straw when he ran after him. I play golf. One of my most dreaded moments is when the ball is laying in pine straw. I have slipped in pine straw on the golf course. You can fall.
And it got in there?
Got in where?
That's what this letter is about.
See, when he fell, he rolled around. Because he's not as athletic as me. So that's what that is. See, so Daryl, he said they had been, but he was dusty. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in the pine straw when he ran after him. He had tiny pieces of pine straw coming out of his shoe. You got to chase a dog. And out of the back of his jogging pants. He went to shower and put on some clean clothes. A few minutes later, Linda knocked on the door to return my daughter's shoe that had fallen off. And Linda was full of pine straw, too. You know what? Linda, this heifer here, man.
Doing the most. She's
you know, you answering phones, bringing shoes back. Coming back with shoes and evidence and all this here. Linda, your ass is the other one. You got to start. You got to know other one rules. Your ass don't be answering the damn phone and bringing the shoes back.
Right.
And Linda was full of pine straw, too. My children were not dirty at all. But Linda and my husband were. Linda left, and I went to check the jogging pants my husband had on. How did he get pine straw all up in his pants? He told you he failed.
That's what we all want to know.
He failed. As soon as he
on
got
Linda.
In the shower.
Because
he fell on Linda.
He fell. Linda was helping look for the dog, too.
And she fell, too.
Everybody can't stand up in pine straw.
Oh. It's a skill.
And very few people know how to do that. You didn't even know what pine straw was a minute ago.
So I didn't. Really
so how do you know how to stand up in it? I bet you will fall, too. But then accused him of messing with Linda at the park. He yelled for a good while, and it made him sound guilty. Oh, no. See, you ain't got enough proof right here. Pine straw is not an act of guilt. No, sir. You have to get more evidence to accuse this man of this because she had pine straw on her because she was at the park. Now, with them kids and them dogs there, you know, dogs can find you no matter where you go. So I don't know how you think they didn't find them if they was messing around in the pine straw, which I doubt very seriously. In the daytime, at the park, Shirley, no.
Daryl
said it was. And then, Shirley, you said, and don't let Linda off the hook, you need to talk to her. For what?
Check her. For answering his phone, and she doesn't know how Linda got pine straw in her.
That ain't her damn business. He brought them kids back spotless, which is good parenting. Them kids were not dirty at all. You're not giving Daryl no damn credit for the good job of parenting that he did. And all you want to do is you want to talk about how Linda got some pine straw on her. The fact of the matter is how the kids ain't got no pine straw on them at all. You better be a parent, Daryl. You better be a parent, boy, running after dogs and sacrificing your safety and rolling around in that pine straw to get them kids back to the house spotless and clean. But oh no, you won't accuse him of sleeping with Linda at the park in the middle of the damn daytime with two babies and a dog. How? I think
post
he fell
comments.
Innocently.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry
you
Letter.
You stop cutting me off. FM,
on Instagram and Facebook.
And Linda was never at their house. Now.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
That, now you
but
lying
she
on
did
me.
Do it with Daryl. Next.
You lying on them. They did at, nothing.
Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.